It's December 13, 2011. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning. My watch says it's exactly 7 o'clock in the morning, actually. There's some stuff that happened this morning. I'm not going to go into it, I don't think, so much. I mean, it's just, you know, a couple people here and there with their brooms, and then the people at the mobile station next to the Pine Street Inn, I mean, they saw me walking up the street, and they, you know, the guy walks out and makes sure to, like, rearrange his two caution cones in front of the door and two caution cones behind the door. It was really petty and vicious, obviously. There's a couple people coughing then, you know, as they walk by me or whatever. I think mostly white guys this morning. But I did see something that I found quite heartening. It was just, I was walking up Berkeley Street, and there was a big truck parked along the side of Berkeley Street that said Bad Apple on it. You know, which is, you know, technically incorrect, because it shouldn't say Bad Apple, because it's not her fault, you know. I mean, it's just a little kid. It should say Bad Gwyneth and Bad Chris, right? Obviously, that's exactly what it should say. But I thought, you know, it was a slightly misguided step in the correct direction, you know. And now I'm in front of Bank of America on Boylston Street. They still have their Merrill Edge ad in the window. And then it has like a little sign in front of it that says Merrill Edge Investments. My account's total is $75,000. And then the next section says Bank of America. And it says total is like, yeah, it's like all these, it's like 17,543, 5,090, 12,93, 23,927, 24. Yeah, they've definitely decided who they want endorsing them there. And then they've got their caution wet floor sign in the bank where there is no wet floor. I mean, it's really difficult for me to understand why that particular thing is happening. I mean, it's so blatant and it's so disgusting. You know, it's just sitting there in there, that caution wet floor sign where there is no wet floor. You know, it's just so, it's so, it's. And then here's this ad in the window. It's a piece of paper that's in the window, and it's all written in red. It says, "Together, we can make three times the difference in the fight against hunger. Bank of America, Gift for Opportunity Fund." And then it says, "For every $1 you give," almost the entire thing is written in red. And then it says, "For every $1 you give, we'll give $2 more. Donate at bankofamerica.com/give. Of course, Bank of America, and that part's written in red. And then, although it says, it starts out, "For every $1 you give," like what's written around it is in black, and then like, "Together we can make three times the difference in the fight against hunger," is all red, blah, blah, blah. "For every $1 you give, we'll give $2 more. Donate at bankofamerica.com/give or contribute $10 by texting FEED to 50555. And then their logos say, "Bank of America, give a meal, feeding America." Let's see, and then there's even small print here. It says, "See an associate for more details. 100% of the donations made, as well as matching gifts, will be contributed to Feeding America and local food banks supported by Feeding America. Bank of America will donate $1 million to Feeding America, and additionally will contribute a 2-to-1 match of associate and customer donations made to Feeding America through the Gift for Opportunity Fund program before January 9th, 2012, up to a maximum of an additional $500,000. $10 donation to Feeding America." Well, they're giving a lot of money. You know, they're gonna have a lot of control. Yeah, so right next door to Bank of America, there's Burger King. And a few days ago, I think I definitely saw that they had an ad in the window. It was something like, I can't remember if it was the Bacon Cheddarator or the Cheddar Baconator. It was like something. I don't remember. It was something like that for a limited time only. Thank God it's gone. And now they've got these two ads in their one window. Like, it's like a front window and like a side window that are next to each other. And it says, one says "New Fries, Thicker Cut, More Flavor." And then the other one says "Free Fries Friday, December, DEC 16, one value size fries per customer while supplies last." And they've got a little logo for Heinz ketchup. They still have their ad over to the right for these sundaes. It's says choose your cool. They've had that for a while. And then, yeah, I mean, they have this BK, they have their BK crown ad, like, in the entrance here. It says every kid gets a crown. And then on the right side, they have this thing that says $1 each icy, 16 ounce or 20 ounce. 16 ounce or, and the OR is in capital letters, 16 ounce or 20 ounce. You know, so limited time only. So, and across this, like over here, it's not across the street, it's like on the sidewalk over here, it says, there's a caution cone. Oh no, here's something on the door too that says, it's smaller, it says, the kids' experience reimagined. That's what it says. It says, the kids' experience reimagined. There's a guy going by with his bringing stuff in. I'm gonna repeat that. The kids' experience reimagined. It's like a, and then it's got the, it's for like kids here at Burger King, and then it's, it says crown under it. Yeah. Yeah, kids experience reimagined.